polymyalgia rheumatica, and giant cell arteritis. J. Mark Rusin, PharmD, BCPS, and Michael J. Saraceno, PharmD, BCPS, AQ Cardiology. Introduction. Polymyalgia rheumatica and giant cell arteritis are common and interrelated inflammatory conditions because of their overlapping clinical presentations and pathophysiology. Although related, a specific diagnosis is essential because of differences in pharmacologic management and in the risk of vascular complications associated with giant cell arteritis. There is emerging evidence that interleukin 6 is a more sensitive indicator of disease activity than either erythrocyte sedimentation rate or C-reactive protein. However, this test is not routinely available from most laboratories. Test results for rheumatoid factor and anti-nuclear antibodies are usually negative. About one-half of patients have findings of anemia, commonly normochromic and normocytic. Corticosteroids remain the standard treatment of both disorders, and many patients may require treatment for several years to prevent a relapsing course of illness. Therefore, careful monitoring and preventive measures should be considered. Steroid-sparing therapies such as methotrexate and infliximab have been studied, but at this time, the role of these drugs in the management of polymyalgia rheumatica and giant cell arteritis is not clearly defined.